Welcome back in inside of Radio Row, getting you set for Super Bowl 57. One of my favorite conversations each and every year is talking about Gridiron Greats and, of course, Southern Recipe. And now joining us is Mike Golic, obviously former NFL defensive lineman with the Eagles. Was on ESPN for all those years when I grew up watching him as a kid, which I always feel awkward saying for you because I know
makes
it makes you feel old.
So. And thanks for almost saying offensive line. No, put me with those guys. They're a bunch of holding non-athletes.
And now,
that's mean. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
And that is a tremendous job for Westwood One. We'll be on the sideline for the game coming up on Sunday. Then Mark Singleton, one of our favorites as always. Gentlemen, how we been?
Doing well.
Unbelievable. Another Super Bowl.
And we're getting back to normalcy, you know, as well.
Right.
With a lot of people being back. So it's good to see a lot of faces again.
Just wondering, with how many years you did the daily radio show,
right,
and the focus here should be the Super Bowl, but then
right,
each and every year something else pops up. The Durant trade is big in the news. Do you miss a day like this?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, listen, I didn't want it to end at ESPN, so I do miss it. I mean, a couple days ago, you got LeBron breaking Kareem's record. You got the KD trade for a mountain of picks and players. So, yeah, I love talking about this stuff. So it is, I woke up and you see the news and you're like, oh, I wish I had an outlet.
Yeah, Kyrie to me is so insufferable. Tremendous talent, but
listen,
he just can't get out of his own way.
When he is on, he is unbelievable.
Yes.
But to sit there and say, I want to be celebrated, not tolerated. You know, listen, he's his own worst enemy at times. And yet he just wants all the good stuff. Again, great player when he's on. Had a great first game with Dallas, you know, and a win for them. But, man, I get a little tired of the talk. I do.
Are you a Mavs fan?
I am.
I know you're in the Dallas area.
Good
luck. That's all I'll say.
Oh, we had such a great team building. Lucy is an amazing player to build around, and I'm scared to death bringing that kind of influence.
But it'll be interesting because when he played with LeBron in Cleveland, LeBron handled the ball a lot, and Kyrie did, and Luka handles the ball all the time. So they're going to have to figure out a way.
I compare Kyrie to Antonio Brown, and where Antonio Brown goes to Tampa for 2-3 months, wins a Super Bowl, and then the next year it was a disaster. It could work for 2-3 months, but the inevitable disaster will end up.
You know
coming.
What you do? You hold your breath and cross your fingers.
Yeah.
And say you hope it works out. But at the end of the day, a lot of times there's a self-destruction.
So I think the NBA is so different compared to the NFL because it feels like in the NBA, everyone's being buddy-buddy with one another. And the NFL, there are some legit rivalries. I know there's friendships
after
the game, jersey swaps, but there's no great rivalries anymore in the NBA. It's different in the NFL. Like, just having that locker room background. If I'm KD, I know they're not in the same locker room anymore. You left Golden State because of your own insecurities to go to Brooklyn. You teamed up with Kyrie, and Kyrie stabbed you in the back each and every time. And it doesn't seem like KD has any resentment towards Kyrie. I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, what good is there to hold a grudge? I mean, why? What's it going to do for you? You know, KD has moved around a few times now as well.
Yeah.
And everybody's different. There are some guys that do hold grudges. But others are just like, okay, it's not working. This could be one of the most epic fails of a big three, you know, with Harden, Kyrie, and KD, and with the Nets that turned into absolute garbage. It was nothing. A nothing burger for what everybody thought was going to be multiple championships.
It was a disaster.
Yeah.
And I grew up as a Nets fan. I love Jason Kidd. I know he's moved around
a
bunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot that's also been said about Jason Kidd and kind of KD and Kyrie together, they kind of both deserve one another. But Durant, Kyrie, and how that didn't work the way that we thought it was, like, makes me just have no energy and really just no care about the NBA anymore.
Well, I mean, it just shifts, right? I mean, now the Suns went from, I forgot what their odds were, 5,000-1 or 500-1. Well, now they're the second best odds to win the title because KD is there.
And they should get there.
But, you know, this has been the NBA. Players move now.
Yeah.
We're in a movement time, so you have to just understand that's going to happen. So if you don't like it, that's fine, but it's not going to change.
Well, you know what I also don't like? You don't know who's going to play each and every night.
Right.
Like, LeBron breaks the all-time scoring record that Kareem had, and no one ever thought he was going to break it. Who's going to break that record? Because you may play for 20 years, but you're not going to be playing the games. That's what I respect the most about LeBron. I know the last few years, the injuries caught up and everything.
Oh, yeah, when you start getting that old, you're going to miss some games.
But
yeah, the rest
he
games
he never
and
catered
such.
To load management.
Yeah, well, he did some, a little bit. It's just the era we're in. that these players are finding out through their science that they need a break every now and then, where guys that played in my era was like, what's that? You know, yeah. I'm just going to play. So we get a little smarter about our bodies. Sometimes we outsmart ourselves. And then we look at it a little different. You know, there's big rule changes in the NFL where there's not as much hitting for the safety reasons. And people say we're a softer league now. It's just a rule change in safety. I get some of it. Now they go overboard sometimes. And in the NBA, they just, you know, for their bodies and their careers to try and last longer, they just take some games off. It's a shame for the fans when you buy that one ticket that you're saving up for and all of a sudden the stars aren't playing. But, you know, you have to look at it from the team side and say, we need to be ready when the playoffs get there.
And if you win a championship like the Raptors did and Kawhi misses 20-something games, no one at the parade is bitching.
Exactly
when Kawhi missed that game February.
The
strangest thing in Dallas is ticket prices went up 221% immediately.
Well,
With Kyrie?
As I can't stand Kyrie, he's must watch. Like, I went out to Milwaukee last year, and KD was out. Ben Simmons, he never plays, so he was out on the sideline too. And Kyrie put on a show against Giannis.
That dude's handle is ridiculous. Like I said, when he's on, he's great to watch. But, you know, saying at one point, well, we didn't have enough chemistry on this team. Well, yeah, it's because you chose not to get vaccinated, which is your choice, so you couldn't play the home games. Or it was the home games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're not going to get to play with the rest of your teammates, so you're not going to have the chemistry. So look in the mirror, you know, and it's your choice. And I have no problem if you don't want to get vaccinated. That's fine, but those are the consequences that come from it then, is you're not now playing with your teammates, and then you complain there's no chemistry when you kind of made that choice.
Mike Golic and Mark Singleton here with us. What's your view on Rodgers these days?
Aaron? I mean, listen, I'd still love Aaron to quarterback my team. I mean, I know it was an off year this year. I get it. But, listen, is he a little eccentric? Yes. Going on the four-day, you know, blackout tour or whatever he's doing, which I call four days of really good sleep.
Yeah.
But I'd still want him quarterback on my team.
I learned something each and every year about Rodgers. Last year I found out what a Pancha Karma cleanse was. And
yeah.
Now, whatever this new thing, I think it's like a darkness retreat or something like that.
Supposed to find yourself. Like yeah. I said, the only thing I'd find is 4 days of good rest.
Could you imagine, like, a player back in the day going up to Buddy Ryan and say, I'm going to a darkness retreat or something like that?
I'd be like, what the hell is that? Just don't let it interfere with practice.
So when we get to Rodgers for next year, it's the million-dollar question. Where is he going to wind up? I'm saying the Raiders.
Jets, Raiders. Yeah. Problem is, why do you want to go to the AFC? The AFC is way deeper than the NFC.
But I agree with you. Like, I would look at a team like the Commanders or the 49ers, and I would want to go join one of those teams.
The Packers want to trade him to the NFC.
That's the big
problem.
Your
obligation is to get the best deal you can.
I agree.
If the best deal is in the NFC, then so be it.
I never get why that's a big thing in the NFL now, where they go, we won't trade inside the conference. Like, inside the division, I get. I know there's some exceptions like Hawkinson, but inside the conference, that's a little weird to me.
If that's my best deal, then that's my obligation to my team.
When it gets to this game coming up this weekend, this defensive line for the Eagles.
Yeah.
70 sacks in the league. Kansas City at 55, they're second. Eagles had the most sacks this year. And I feel like Philly's defense still doesn't get enough love.
Well, it's because, you know, it's not based around like one or two people. You know, it's a team effort. You know, where you talk about Kansas City's defense, you talk about Chris Jones as the star.
Yeah.
The offense, you talk about Pat Mahomes. Defense, they got great corners. They got a great and deep defensive line. So that gets talked about more than individuals get talked about. So a lot of times it gets lost in translation there, where they're the most complete team in the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, the championship games, the NFC, San Francisco and Philly, they were more complete teams than Kansas City and Cincinnati, who had the better quarterbacks in Burrow and Mahomes. And same thing in the Super Bowl. But Philly's a more complete team.
If Mahomes wins this game, and we've already thrown so many words of extolment towards him, but what does it do for his legacy if he gets a second Super Bowl?
Well, I still think it doesn't for his legacy. It just continues to build it, because everybody's looking at where he is now and what the end picture might be like, because it's always who's the next Jordan, you know, who's the next Brady now in football, right? So can he go that far? Well, he's got a ways to go, but – you know, can he get to multiple Super Bowls? And, you know, multiple Super Bowls while he's, you know, in his, you know, 20s, not very old yet. So he's got a lot of time left. So that's what it does. It just, you build upon yourself.
I think a storyline doesn't get talked enough about when you get in a legacy conversation. I think for the legacy, this game's more important for Andy Reid than it is Mahomes, because Mahomes, barring injury, is going to go play for
a lot more
another
years.
10, 15 years. I don't know how much longer Andy Reid's going to coach, and it's funny with Andy, for so many years it was, can he get one, can he get one? Now if he doesn't get at least one more with Mahomes, it'll be viewed kind of how we'll talk about Rodgers.
You always want to be in the multiples, because if you get one, you're with a lot of other people that just got one. And Andy's a Hall of Fame coach, but I think he even understands from that side of it that Jets start talking about multiple titles.
And it's also funny to me how the Hall of Fame conversation, we only talk about Super Bowls for the coach
and the quarterback.
You have a running back, you have an offensive
lineman. Oh, it never made sense to me.
I
completely agree.
Like Philip Rivers, do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
I think that class, Philip and Ben and Eli, all are, Hall of Famers.
I would agree with that. And then if I want to do lazy radio and just take a bunch of phone calls, I say Philip Rivers, I believe he should be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, you'll get all kind of calls on that one.
Every single Tom, Dick, and Harry telling me like I'm the biggest moron in the world. Yep. Who wins this game this weekend?
Can't pick it. I'm on the
broadcast
group.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. Bruce Gilbert would get mad at me. Denneroff will start saying, what are you doing?
Can't do it.
All right, so then what to you, outside of we talked to Andy, we talked Mahomes, what are the bigger storylines here?
Well, I mean, we know it's a D-line rush in Mahomes, so look for Pacheco and McKinnon, the two running backs, whether running the ball or catching the ball out of the backfield. If Pat's got to get rid of the ball quickly, then those are two guys I'd look for. Obviously, Travis Kelce as well, but I'm not trying to go with the obvious. Kansas City, can you stop Philly's run? Because if they can run and then play action, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. Chris Jones likes to move inside and outside. I would keep him more inside, try and occupy Jason Kelce with a backer just long enough to let Chris Jones get a one-on-one with a guard and see where that can take you.
If let's just say Hurts or Mahomes, you take them out of the MVP conversation and you had to give one for Super Bowl MVP, Eagles, and also the Chiefs, who would you give it
probably
to?
Probably go Travis Kelce. And I'd probably, whoever gets the most sacks on defense. If Philly wins, they're probably going to have 3 to 4 to 5 sacks.
Yeah.
So who has that multiple sack game? If it's someone on offense, maybe go A.J. Brown, who's been a great find for them.
With the A.J. Brown part of it, it seems like he's been frustrated the last few weeks. Does that kind of just go all out the window?
Oh, yeah, it goes out the window for a Super Bowl. Yes, without question.
And then one more on this game, the storyline of Howie Roseman. That's something that doesn't get talked about.
It doesn't.
Enough.
He built a great team. So did Kansas City. Their last draft, Pacheco's a 7th-round draft pick, and he's starting. A lot of their draft
picks are
starting.
Veach doesn't get enough credit.
He doesn't. But Howie Roseman's been fantastic what he's done. They went all in, trading for A.J. Brown, then bringing in Sue and Linville Joseph as well. So he's done a really nice job.
It's funny, Mike Golic and Mark Singleton here with us. We'll talk about Rudolph Foods and also Southern Recipes in just a second. One of my best friends is related to Howie Roseman, like second cousins. And I would always trash Howie Roseman for years. And he would be like, you got to lay off my second cousin
now.
A little bit.
Yeah,
but anytime that guy gets backed into a corner, whether it was with Chip Kelly, even after winning a Super Bowl, and then some of the bad draft picks at wide receiver, he finds a way to get it done.
Yeah, he does.
So you got to give him credit.
Yep.
Okay. Real quickly, where do I have to go for food in the next few days that I'm going to be here? Because I know each and every year you give us some good food recommendations.
Oh, wow. Here we went to I'm trying to remember the name of a great Italian food place last night that was really good. But the best food tonight is going to be at our party.
That's exactly right.
At the Cigar and the Stars party hosted by Mike here and Ron Jaworski and Brian Urlacher. It's going to be a great event tonight up at the Sky in Hilton.
Yep.
We're going to raise a lot of money and a lot of awareness for some great guys.
Well, these guys have been great because of the partnership. You know, everybody can go to PorkRindAppreciationDay.com. There's a contest about, and it's about sacks instead of snacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick that team you think is going to get the sacks. Well, I think a lot of people are going to pick Philly on that one.
Uh-huh.
You go in $5,000 and a year supply of pork rinds. But a lot of the money is going to go to the Gridiron Great Assistance Program, where we help former players. Because in the CBA, the former players didn't get a lot of the things the players of today get. So, you know, simple things like doctors, dentist appointments, mortgage, things like that they need help with, and that's what this assistance fund helps with a lot.
And with all that you've done, you have a mega platform, so it's awesome to see.
Yeah, we got to help the guys that help form the game. There's no doubt about it.
I heard Mike say something up. You know, when I was playing football, one of the best things was when you'd get just knocked down. A lot of times the guy that knocked you down would help you up.
Just help you up.
And I heard you say that earlier.
That's what we're doing.
It's what it's all about, guys. Yep. That's what it's all about.
But also, and I'm not just saying it because you guys are here, the event that you guys put on, because I was at, I think the first one was in New Orleans.
That's where we met 100 years ago.
This event truly kind of kicks off Super Bowl weekend. This is kind of the start of it.
It is the best Super Bowl event I go to each and
every year. It's a great event because the honors awards are tonight for all the players, and then after that's over, they all come to this event then.
Well, Dick Vermeil, like last year. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Well, I said between the best, two best males to ever play football. Mel Blount and Mel Renfro. I mean, how do you get two better males
hit
than
the ball,
that?
You can have a drink, have some food, and smoke a cigar. Ain't nothing wrong with any of that.
What's the donut advice these days?
I still like the cream-filled, not Bavarian cream. Like the regular like whipped cream type thing filled with a little chocolate icing, and I'm good.
You got it. Mike Golic and Mark Singleton, always great to see you guys. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.